Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell?
All right. Blog Talk Radio.
What the hell?
Move around with baby.
Shall we?
With your host, Dick Hugger. And this chick next to me. I think her name is Bada Baka. Bada.
Bada Baka.
Not parking.
No, not
funky. All right. Well, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. My girl, Butter Pecan.
Yep, yep, yep.
We're going to try to make it hot.
Yep, yep,
I know
yep.
It's a little chilly. We're going to try to make it hot today.
I'm trying to get the hair. Are we recording now?
Are we on the air?
Oh, yeah. It's not. Okay.
Yeah, I was playing with the button.
Stop playing with the button.
Well, it's no better. You want to switch board. Hitting the wrong button, playing
the wrong music.
No.
I played
the right
music. Damn.
Where's
that light?
That's just because you don't have a light.
I don't have it
right.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah, can I hear it?
Yeah, yes. I can hear it.
Okay.
It's
dark.
Yeah, just a little bit. You just figured that out?
You have a black man.
Oh my God!
He's a black man.
Discovered I am a black man.
He's
a
black man.
No.
I don't know.
Anyway, well, as always, we want y'all to holler. If you want to holler at us, you can give us a call at 646-929-2037.
Or email us at
smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com.
Yep, yep, yep.
But as always, Butter is soliciting pictures. So, men, if you have pictures of your Speedo and whatnot, you can hit her up at Butter at smoothdrama.com.
You'll find it on the photos page. With little captions.
Little captions. Why has got to be little captions?
Well.
Anyway. And if you want to keep up with us, stay up to date with me and Butter, see what we got happening next. That we got coming down the chimney.
Mm-hmm.
You can text the word smooth drama.
To 41411. Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, yep, yep.
And I think we're going to go to Oakland.
You're going to Oakland?
We're going to Oakland.
Why are we going to Oakland?
We're going to Oakland for another summit.
We're going to Oakland for another summit?
Uh-huh. And then we're going to go to Mississippi.
Then we're going to Mississippi.
We're going to Mississippi.
You're not going to Tupelo, are you?
No, Tunica.
Tunica?
Tunica. And then we're going to go to Virginia.
Oh, okay.
So, stay tuned.
I got a couple of nieces in Virginia.
Yeah, well, okay. We're headed to
hang out with
them. Where was I? Yeah. Next is Oakland. Oh, no. Mississippi is first, and then we're going to go to Oakland.
Mississippi is first.
Tunica, Mississippi for the Southern Entertainment Award.
I'm just scared of Mississippi.
Why? Because
Mississippi, yeah, it's got that notorious reputation
for
being anti people who look like me.
Look like you?
Yeah.
Like froze?
Yeah, and dark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fro-fro?
Yeah, the fro-fro.
Fro-fro. Fro-fro. Well, you're going to Oakland, right?
Probably.
Okay. Summit, here we come.
Yeah. Summit, another summit.
Another summit.
So we can educate ourselves on the digital process.
Absolutely.
Because one day we're going to, like, digitize our bodies. Just
digitize.
Straight digital.
Digitize. You all don't know, but Dick here is digitized.
That's right.
We digitize.
All this is all just...
It's in the funk.
Right.
You got the man funk.
What you mean? My funk is not, it's not even real funk, it's digital funk.
Digital man funk.
Digitized. You know?
Digital man funk.
I got my love.
okay.
My love, people, for cat a time. Yeah.
What's that mean?
Yes, I'm a lover of the sun.
Lover, I'm a lover of the sun too.
Yeah.
Like
I know
sun.
You are. You like the sun.
Too much.
Yeah. Well, you know, as we started off earlier this week talking about that guy that's in the office here. That's
an office in Arnold?
Yeah, that guy.
Okay.
You know, and the mandatory 10% tax.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
Is this first? Okay. You're going to close down offices of the damn DMV and courts, and then you're going to raise taxes 10%. So the more money you make, the more taxes. 10%.
Extra.
Yes.
On top of what
you're already paying. What the heck? And where is that money going?
Oh, to shore up that $1.7 billion.
Yeah, he said that he got offensive?
Yeah. Now, coincidentally, there's a preceding week they said that in the city of Industry,
yes,
which is famous for a comic book convention that goes on every week there.
Okay.
I've actually been.
Yeah.
It's more like a trade show. Anyway, City of Industry has a site, well, is going to be the site of the new stadium.
What stadium?
Football stadium.
For who?
For whatever team they can lure.
City of Industry.
Yeah, City of Industry.
And who's building?
Well, supposedly a private, very, 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 very private vendor.
That doesn't want to be known?
Yeah, it's an the guesstimate is the $800 million facility, which is going to bring in, as Arnold said, $762 million. I'm thinking if it's going to cost
$800 million,
yeah, but it's only going to bring in the estimated $762 million.
What?
So that means we're going to be $38 million short.
And is that where our taxes are going?
I don't know. It just seems
mysterious.
If I
was the vendor, I wouldn't be very happy about that.
No, the vendor's happy because he's not going to pay the whole $800 by himself. He's going to get a team. And he's
like merchandising.
I'm just saying, you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist.
Of course you are.
And so I say that 1 week we announce a stadium. Next week we announce
a tax hike.
To clear up the $1.7 billion deficit.
He got something.
Right.
I know just that.
Yeah. Just a little
what is
bit.
That petition to get him out of office?
You know, they're not
passing it. I mean, does anybody really think that he's doing the state any good?
A good job, Arnold?
No.
In the same sentence?
No.
Yeah. I'm just saying DMV's never open.
I know.
Ever.
It's bad enough that it's crowded on the days it is open.
Right.
And you want to close it for the people that, you know, want to go on a Friday or whatever
and,
day.
And last time I checked, these propositions, whatnot, we voted on yay or nay. We didn't even get a chance to vote on this shit. This is some shit.
Yeah,
that
and it was just brought up.
Yeah, just, hey, you know what?
You have no freaking choice.
Yeah, you know what it is? It's just like somebody walking up to you in the club, whatnot, like, hey, baby, check this out. You know what? This is what's going to happen right here. And this is going to be good for you.
You have no.
Oh,
yeah. Well, at least you have a choice to say no.
Right.
We don't even have
a
choice to say no. We're screwed.
No, I'm a big.
We were screwed.
If I
get screwed, I would like to enjoy it.
Yeah, I know. This is.
And not have to pay for it.
Yeah, this is like gangbang record.
Yeah. Shit, I don't pay for it.
And what makes it bad is, you know, this country was founded out. Remember all the folks that was out. The beginning of the year, the Boston Tea Party people in front of post offices and all that other shit. Well, I actually, when I went to drop off my taxes and whatnot, you know, all these fuckers are out there. And, you know, it's hundreds of them waving American flags and Obama is evil, da-da-da-da-da-da. I have not heard from none of these people.
Saying, Arnold, you suck.
No, this illegal tax.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what is the difference? And this is for people who might actually have a pulse. An intellectual pulse.
Yeah.
What is the difference between Arnold saying, hey,
you got to pay more
tax. You got to pay 10% more and you don't get a vote on it.
And Obama.
No, not even Obama. I'm going way back in the archives.
Oh.
Remember the
king?
Yeah, remember the king of England, and he did that tax, and the people was upset by it
because
he would just charge a tax,
mm-hmm.
and it had, and they had no say in it. It's just like the king's like, you know what? I want some more goat milk. We need to import some goats, so we need to take some taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So go get some money from the people. There's no difference in that.
No.
Because we don't have a say in it.
Yep.
We don't have a say in them taking the money. We don't have a say in what they're going to do with money that they took to shore up the budget crisis that we have, that they're already borrowing money from all the major cities, San Diego, L.A. being a few of them, that they're borrowing that $1 million. I'm like, you're not going to pay it back. Your ass is going to be out of office.
Yeah, what the hell is borrow?
Borrow? Yeah, we're
borrow.
You owe $1.7 billion.
You ain't paying it back.
You borrowing $1 million? That's like me. I owe somebody $100, but I go and borrow a dime. I look really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
So
California looks stupid,
man. No, I'm gonna say that. Well, yeah, we look stupid, but that guy that's in charge, you are really, really stupid.
That's a guy.
Yeah, you're not quite as stupid as. Well, yeah, you are dumber than this guy in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh no.
But you're close. Florida. You know, I always gotta go to Florida, even though. With this guy in charge, because I don't want to say his name, because his name shouldn't be said in public, not without, you know, somebody throwing some eggs or somebody rotting eggs or something. Anyway, there's a homeless man who stole a ferret out of a pet store, and he hid it in his pants. A live ferret. Now, you know that ferrets are like...
They're vicious.
Yeah, they're vicious little rats.
They're vicious.
And you would put that in your pants. Now, I mean, obviously, he's a homeless guy. Maybe he doesn't have it all in him. But he shoved it in the teen's face. And he was charged with assault with
the animal.
Yeah, dangerously wielding the animal is what they charged him with.
Wow.
Yeah.
In Florida.
In Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville, Florida.
Just had to go to Florida, didn't you?
Got to. There's something about Florida that is.
Because they're always in the news.
That's
always. For all the stupid shit they do.
Well, I mean, now, I don't know how many Law and Order, well, there's about 5-6 Law and Order shows. There's like 4 CSI, there's Bones. I mean, there's so many, and you got these forensic shows. There's so many of these shows. And you think that, people would be smart enough, if you watch any of them shows, not to do anything to anybody. You know, but guy, a firefighter in Milwaukee, he painted his wife's teeth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but what made it bad is the tea that he tainted, she had gave to the 3-year-old.
Oh, God, what did he put in the tea?
It was like, it was the white powder. It was like a prescription antidepressant. And it was like white powder that was around the baby, the 3-year-old baby's mouth. And so a little earlier, she had gave the child some of the tea. And
what happened?
Well, I mean, she took him to the hospital, you know, and of course he was charged.
What an idiot.
You know, I mean, just not a smart man.
What was this at?
This is in Milwaukee.
Oh, actually. Okay. Sounds like, don't tell me
it's
Florida.
Yeah, and he was an 18-year-old veteran of the Milwaukee Fire Department.
Oh, my God, you're kidding.
No.
Wow.
But this ain't his first, it's not his first endeavor.
Was he trying to kill off his wife?
Well, this is a domestic dispute. I don't know why you would drug her. I mean, because if you're giving her antidepressant to drug her or whatnot to make her fall asleep, I mean, I don't know what that is. If you're not poisoning her, what are you? I mean, are you like roofing your wife so you can rape her? I don't know. You know how you give them a roofie.
What is a roofie?
It's like a drug that makes women sleepy, the date rape drug. It's one of those things.
Oh, yeah.
But
you know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna assume they do. But if a woman knocks a guy out and his dick don't get hard, you wasted your time.
Well, yeah. I don't understand how men say they were raped by women.
Well, that's easy. If you think about it, if you're like a little guy or whatnot.
Wait, are we talking literally?
Yeah, you could be like not a big man. You know, there are some short men, there are some thin men.
Okay, that size. Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Yeah, see, you all on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And?
And there's a woman who is bigger than him.
But, okay,
and she can just straight up, boom, give me the dick.
But you have to get the dick hard.
Well, I mean, you can like hit him and say, hey, you don't give it to me, I'm going to keep hitting you.
But,
that's like an incentive.
But, no.
Well, I mean, that's just like saying, you know, when a woman's getting raped, I mean, her pussy doesn't dry up.
Well, I wouldn't know.
Right. That's a good thing.
But, I mean, a man has to be...
Whatever. Yeah. Well, yeah, I know what you're saying. You're saying that the man has to be motivated and whatnot. But, I mean, sometimes it could be one of those things. The blood is rushing. The blood is pumping. And, you know, you make the amorous move on him and tell him he's going to perform or you're going to choke him out or whatnot.
But some people don't perform well under that much strain.
Okay.
Stress.
Well, look, you're making it like
I don't understand.
Yeah, you're under the assumption that people who rape folks are like smart and intelligent.
Okay.
You gotta remember these are dumb asses.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dumb asses.
Okay. Why would you go after a man and force him?
Okay, but why would you go after a woman?
Either way, why would... Because it's stupid.
Right. You got
We're
issues.
In a world of society now.
Yeah.
Stupid.
On that note...
Yeah, we're going to take a little break.
Take a little break. I
need a mental break.
Yeah, I'm going to break out my man, Black Mikey Van Helsing.
Okay, you go ahead. You do that.
Check for Black Mike. He out in here. He dropping hot shit.
Dropping hot shit.
Hot shit. And I know there are some people that like that. You can like catch it, rub it all on your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama. Oh, man. You want to break us off a call? As always, you can hit us at 616-929-2037.
Or email us
at smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as always, my girl Butter, she is soliciting those Speedo pictures.
Mm-hmm. So we can post them all over the internet.
She wants to see those sweaty-ass cracks of men with the hair coming out the
side.
You
can send that to Dick at smoothdrama.com.
No, that would be Butter.
But our pick is still waiting on them song pictures of, of women and song. Send them to Dick at smoothdrama.com.
No, I have not gotten that one.
Not one?
Not one.
I don't even think people have been ordering.
Yeah.
The smooth drama song.
They're butt friendly too.
Butt?
Butt friendly.
Friendly.
Very butt friendly.
Butt friendly.
They accentuate all your buttocks.
Buttocks?
Buttocks, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway. Off of ass to another. Former ass jackasses.
Jackass of the week.
Well,
are we still doing that?
Yeah, we are. And I want to talk about San Diego City Councilwoman Sherry Leiter.
Oh, no. Is she a jackass?
Somewhat. She was inquiring this week about how the city is going to handle its pursuit. Of what they call managed competition.
What kind of competition?
Well, basically what she's saying is the requirements for the job to do some of the clerical work, do they have to be local? She asked the city staff.
Local in San Diego?
Yeah, in this country.
What?
Point is, she persisted to count and ask whether services such as data processing, which just went out for bid, could be done anywhere. Said nine companies bid on the job, which is currently performed by the city's non-profit data processing corporation, which placed one of the nine bids that San Diego received.
Mm-hmm.
She wants, to inquire about outsourcing.
You don't want you to keep the job here?
Yeah. Supposedly, we should. Well, one of the city's chief information officers, Narish. I don't know if that's her last name, but it's not my fault. Narish Lackmondas. Yeah. Fuck it. He said that, they said that they believe that the requirement of the bidders is they must be incorporated within the United States.
Okay.
Whereas Ms. Leitner said that the draft manual guidebook on the issue of outsourcing was provided by her by the city for the first time last week. So she doesn't really know. And said that any taxes that are assessed to companies are gathered by local government and that those issues need to be taken into account before any bids are solicited. They're trying to outsource some more jobs. Now.
Isn't our unemployment rate that high?
Yeah, it's even double figure percentile.
And they're not trying to make it any better?
No. And actually, outsourcing is one of the major reasons why the unemployment rate is extremely high here in the United States. And I did a little research.
Uh-oh.
Just a little bit. I found that there are 791 countries.
Companies,
yeah. My bad. Yeah, there are 791 companies who outsource.
Okay.
I wouldn't have thought. And the thing is, when we talk about companies that outsource,
mm-hmm.
some of these companies, like AIG.
Oh, they outsource?
Yeah.
Hey, is that?
Alamo, Rent-A-Car, 3M, Recon, Aetna, Adobe,
okay.
Bank of America, who is in the news right now.
What for?
Well, you know, they had got $25 billion
in the
bailout.
Yeah.
And they outsourced.
There are.
They say they need several more $1 billion to get their house in order.
How much more?
They didn't quote a number. They just said they're a few billion short.
Who else is on there?
Oh, man, it's a who on here, man. I mean, Albertsons.
They outsource?
They outsource. Amazon.com.
Amazon, I was saying. Oh my God.
Yeah.
What the animal?
Yeah. Bank of New York, the Barnes Group, Bell South, Black and Decker, Bose Corporation, Capital One.
That's where my car is from.
Chevron, Texaco, Charles Schwab.
They all outsource.
They're all outsource.
Are they trying to avoid paying
taxes? Part of that. And they're also trying to avoid paying wages.
Yeah, you outsource the wage.
Right, because these companies in India, you know, the average wage that they're given.
Is what?
I read that it was $1,000 a month is the average of the people who actually have degrees and whatnot. Yeah.
So how much is that? I mean, if you figure a month.
$1,000 a month. That's $250 a week.
Okay.
I mean, of course you couldn't survive here with that.
Of course not.
Not even rent,
mm-hmm.
much less talk about a mortgage, but in a developing company, in
country.
A developing country.
I think it's a country and company.
Mixed up. You know, that's quite a bit of coin.
Yeah, it is.
But, you know, the point is, now you have all this outsourcing that's going on, and then you look at, I read that there are some companies from India who are outsourcing back to the United States in some of the, as it was described, underdeveloped areas in the United States.
Compared to some of these other countries.
Hey, they named Idaho. They named Alabama. It's not really shocking.
Hmm.
But now you imagine, we talk about Bank of America, who's in the news right now, talking about they need some more money.
Right.
But they outsource. So basically, we're paying them
mm-hmm.
to take jobs away from the American people.
Right.
AIG, that had all those scandals, we're paying them to, one, not only go on vacation and have a good time and pay themselves bonuses, but to outsource those jobs that we funded as the American people. That is not hilarious.
No, of course not.
That is very unhilarious. It's appalling. Can I make up some
words here? It's appalling.
What my man Flavor Flav used to say. Soporific. You know,
what?
It's not Cole Medina at all.
No, it's not.
You know, I'm wondering when the people are going to step up and say no more of this shit. I mean, because we're bailing out people that don't even hire the people who are bailing them out. You know, that's almost like giving a drug dealer some money.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't give you the drug. They go get a drug somebody else after you gave them the money. Maybe that's what we got to do. Maybe we got to get some of these drug dealers to practice outsourcing. And you know, we bail out the drug dealers, and then they can go and hire some Mexicans. I think they already do that. I find it's fucking amazing that we got it like that. That we can fund people to not even, and you hear all this patriotic shit. Oh, you're not patriotic, blah, 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 blah. They're always talking about folks who are not patriotic and whatnot. But you can see these corporations do what they do and not say a word.
Mm-hmm.
We're cool with that. We're cool with bailing out these banks and insurance companies and whatnot. I'm like, what part of the game is that?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, I'm in the wrong business because I need to work for one of these corporations and lose a whole lot of money for them and then get some
then
more money for
it. Back.
I thought it was supposed to be the other way around. You make them a lot of money and they give you a lot of money.
Mm.
Yeah. That makes sense to me. Just a little bit.
Mm.
At least I thought it did, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, I'm just not knowing what I'm talking about. Now, I'm going to change subjects. I'm not going to get on my soapbox. Well, I am, but I'm going to get off one soapbox. I'm getting off this. And I'm going to jump on some bowel now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. There was this happened a couple weeks back in Chicago. There was a bar that didn't let some students from Washington University in, some black students. You know, this was in Illinois. It had barred like 6 black students after admitting their 200 or so other white classmates.
Why wouldn't they let them in? Just because they're black?
Something like that.
So what did they do?
Well, they came to an agreement, and supposedly there's I guess there'd be some money involved, and they're going to allow black folks to go to this bar or whatnot. And what they did is at first they were told that it was a dress code deal.
Okay.
So what they did is they switched clothes with their white counterparts, and they still weren't let in.
Okay.
Now, that's cool and whatnot, but I'm opposite of that.
What?
I don't believe in going to somebody's place of business that don't want me there. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, but when all their classmates were going in.
Okay, but I'm saying this. I got money. If you don't want my money,
I'll take it somewhere else.
I will take it somewhere else. What happened to that chip? You know.
Did they sue or anything?
Yeah, they sued, and they were supposed to be coming to an agreement.
Okay, well, you know. That's why.
Well, still.
They wanted to prove that they had a case.
No, see, what that's the problem.
What?
I got an issue with that.
What?
You know, I'm like the whole, yeah, we integrated and all that, but if somebody don't want you in their spot,
mm-hmm.
you gonna fight to spend money with folks that don't like you? That's what we're talking about.
Well, it's they were with their friends. It wasn't like they were gonna hang out with the owners of the bar. They just gonna hang out at the bar with their friends.
I got that.
So, but now they want the owner to pay for not letting them in the bar.
Okay, but still.
But the owner, I guess the owner probably doesn't want the really bad publicity. I guess, well, no, they're going to get bad publicity anyway because it happened. But,
yeah, I'm like, to hell with that.
They're making a stance. They, you know.
What you see, my stance is the money stance. You say, hey, this is the place they don't want our money to.
You know, students have causes. And when you were in college, didn't you have a cause that you fought for?
Man, I had way too many causes.
Okay, so that was their cause. Shit, they didn't like the way they were treated because of the color of their skin. So they were making a stand. Let them make their stand. Power, more power to them.
I got the power to the people and all that.
Okay.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
Well, I understand what you're saying, but they're college students. Let them, you know, do what they want to do based on, I mean, they weren't thinking, they might have been thinking money, thinking, okay, we're not going to be let into this bar. It's Sue. They weren't thinking, you know, when you're a college student, it's skewed a little bit. So,
okay.
They wanted to be with their friends, but they weren't being let in. So, at that moment, they were probably thinking, well, hell.
Well, I'm like this. Let's protest the place and make sure that, you know, everybody knows
right.
What
well,
this owner is
that's
about.
Kind of what they did. I mean, if they put it in the news and you're hearing about it and they're going to get money out of it. So now some people might say, just because of that, I'm not going to frequent that bar.
Well, you see, this my frustration with this comes back from an old where they didn't want, the owners or whatever that, them jeans and the brand they didn't want black people wearing any Tommy jeans or something like that. They didn't want black folks wearing their clothes, whatever.
Right.
And I'm like, you don't have to tell me twice not to wear your clothes. You don't want me to spend $25, $30.
Yeah, but see, you're thinking money. These people are thinking if they're thinking they're standing up for a cause. And
I'm standing up for a cause.
You're standing up for money.
No.
You're thinking money, okay? You don't want my
I'm
money? Then I don't want to spend my money on you with your clothes. But they were protesting. Did they protest? The clothes, the brand?
So much. Oh, thank you, blogger. Tommy Hilfiger. Yeah. Fuck him.
Tommy.
Chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Fuck you, Tommy.
Tommy Hilfiger. They don't want black people wearing their clothes?
No.
They only want white people because it's more, it's almost like a, isn't that the red, white, and blue logo with the star or something? That's Tommy Hilfiger?
Whatever. I never wore the shirt.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, I do have one shirt with that.
Mm-hmm. Let's burn it.
No, it's a good nice shirt.
It's a
nice shirt.
Yes, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You don't want me to wear your clothes. You don't want me in your bar. Fine.
Well, you're thinking something different than what these college students.
No,
because college students need to. Well, you had a cause. So, you know, this was their cause.
This is my cause.
Well,
my cause is their cause.
You're doing saying, okay, if you don't want money, then
right.
I'm
if you don't want my money,
well,
I'm
they're
not
thinking, I, you know, I want this place to accept me for the color of my skin, not because, you know, yes, I'm going to spend money with you, but
okay, but, see,
you know,
but that's
everyone
whole,
thinks differently.
You, yeah, but my,
everybody thinks differently.
I know that, but
so
I'm,
these college kids
I'm
just
speaking,
how many kids were at six?
Yeah, six.
You don't know how much money they got, huh?
Yeah. The issue is why spend money with folks that don't like you?
How do you even know they were going to spend money? They just wanted to hang out with their friends.
Come on, they're going in there to buy stuff. They're going to pay
no.
the cover. All the, I'm not.
Oh,
kidding.
Was there a cover?
Probably.
I thought it was just a club, a bar.
Right. Some bars charge to get in. Yeah.
We don't know.
And
did
they charge for the drink?
Did the story say?
No, it didn't say how much they
but
charge.
But there were 200 classmates that went
yeah,
in.
Yeah, that got in.
Maybe they just wanted to hang out with us. Maybe it was a birthday party for somebody.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
We don't know the whole story.
All I know is this. You don't want
that's
me
the
in.
Problem.
You don't want my cash. My cash is not good enough for you. Fine.
They weren't thinking that.
Oh, okay, but that's what I'm thinking.
That's what you were thinking.
You don't
I
want my
I wouldn't
money.
Have been thinking that either. I wouldn't have. You don't want my money? I would have been like, I want to get in. I don't give a damn.
Yeah, I don't want to get in.
But you know what? We don't know the whole story, though.
We know that they didn't want their ass in there.
For being black.
Right.
Okay. But
you
we don't
want
know.
My black ass in.
I mean, did the students cause any more trouble? Did, you know, we don't know the whole story. We know a portion of it. And that's the problem with reporters and, you know, the media. Sometimes they get that shit wrong. So
the shit, we are the media.
Well, no, because we don't go out and report it. We,
well,
you get the stories
I've
and you report. You're reading what other people have reported.
Okay, but I've been there.
No, I've got more questions. Okay, you were there. You weren't there. That's the problem.
I'm just saying.
We would have gotten the whole story if we were there. But, of course, we're reporting what other people are reporting.
Yeah. If people don't want you in a spot, don't go in a spot.
Okay, well, you
drive
your
by
feet.
There every day and play your music outside and shake
okay,
your booty
you
and all that and scare the patrons from going in. Yeah.
Well,
protest correct.
I don't, you know, that was in Milwaukee. Was it Milwaukee?
No, that wasn't Milwaukee. That was Illinois.
Oh, in Illinois.
Chicago area.
And that surprises me.
Why?
In that area.
I'm not surprised.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised if it was anywhere.
No, I'm not surprised by that shit. I kind of expect.
In Illinois?
I expect it everywhere.
Everywhere. See, okay. What does that say?
Well, it's talking about Tommy Hilfiger. And, yes, Tommy Hilfiger had the red, white, blue flag.
With a star, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. But, remember. I have a shirt in my closet.
Don't let me see it.
Well, it's not my shirt.
It's just an inkling. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not my shirt.
Okay. Well, you could just burn it then.
No, because I like the shirt. That's why I took it in the first one.
But do you wear it?
Yeah, I wear it. Mm-hmm. Look at your pocket.
Bones. Fuck.
Look at
all right.
When I hang out with white people. Which I don't do very often.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty then.
Alright. Next story.
Florida.
Back on Florida. What happened now?
Actually.
Do you have any, like, stories of something that happened with an alligator in Florida? Have you seen any stories lately?
No.
Yeah. What's going on in Florida?
There's a doctor in Florida.
Yes.
Who actually works with people who are disadvantaged.
Okay.
He doesn't turn away poor folks.
Okay.
Make sure I say his name
correctly, should be fine. But I'm going to get off. Joe Greer.
That was so difficult to say.
Joe Greer, come on down. You're the next contestant on. He's a great man.
So he doesn't turn anybody away.
No.
And Joe what, Greer, he's a doctor to provide
healthcare? He's a gastroenterologist.
Oh.
You know, and he has a self-stated humanitarian quest to provide healthcare to those who don't have the money to pay him. The homeless, the poor,
really?
And immigrants.
So how does he pay for all this out of his pocket?
Well, he's a doctor, and I'm sure that in between helping out the unfortunate, he makes nice coin helping out those who actually have insurance. Yeah, I mean, as you know, I mean, my health care just went up this year.
It did?
Yeah. Went up like $15.
You, out of your pocket?
Out of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be taxed at 10%
yeah,
more.
Yeah, I'm going to be taxed at extra 10% more. And not only that, that damn Medicare that comes out too.
Medicare?
Well, you know Medicare comes out of your check. Even though you may not use it or be eligible to use it, it comes out anyway.
Mm.
Which pisses me off even more every time I look at my check. I see shit that comes out, but I'm not a part of it. I can't use Medicare. But they tax me for it. Not funny.
Is that going up too?
It goes up every year.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, I'm sure it's going to stab me in the pocket. And now they're talking about this, public option.
Okay.
That's the Obama quote unquote Democratic plan, which is actually after they did all the tabulations and the numbers, it's only gonna be 2%.
Oh.
But still, I'm gonna get charged another charge on my check.
You're gonna be broke
for some shit that I'm not gonna use because I already have insurance.
He's gonna be broke.
But I'm thinking I might have to move down to Miami, Florida and check
go
out my
see
man
Dr. Greer.
Whose name is Pedro Jose Greer. And he goes under bridges, under highways, homeless
oh,
shelters.
Oh, looking for them. He goes looking for them. Not just opens his door. He goes in search of.
Yeah, he goes in search of, and I'm gonna quote this great man because you know this is part of the love movement right here.
Oh, the love movement.
This is the love movement, baby. You know this great man who I've never met, but I'm bowing down to you and your infinite wisdom, and love, and all this other stuff. He said, "I don't know when it became socially acceptable in our country to refuse a patient because they have no funds.
Right.
It goes against all the ethics and morals that we know."
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, he was honored by the White House this year. He got a 2009 Presidential Medal of Freedom for his 25 years of dedication at the White House earlier this year. By President Obama, you know, and in his speech he said, on one hand, I'm extremely honored, and on the other hand, it's sort of a funny society for being rewarded for what you're supposed to do.
You're supposed to do, being a doctor. Well, it's a society we live in.
Now, imagine that. He got rewarded
For doing his job.
Funny how that goes.
I don't know.
You do your job and you get rewarded for it.
Huh.
Now, you know, I think, you know, personally, it's a great thing. I think he
underselling himself, understating his importance. I mean, someone who goes and helps out homeless people and other unfortunate individuals who don't, who wouldn't necessarily have the funds to see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Whatnot. I mean, that's a beautiful story.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
How long has he been doing
it? Out of Florida. He's been a doctor for 25 years.
How long has he been searching for?
Doesn't say how long he's been searching.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, but as he says, he doesn't turn people away.
Good for
him. I'm going to help him.
We're all going to go to Miami, Florida.
Yeah, we had people who had half his moral rectitude. Rectitude. You know, it'd be a better place. I mean, because we're at a point where greed is tearing this country apart. You know, we talked about outsourcing. You know, outsourcing is basically so some well-to-do guy can have an extra house somewhere in a villa over in Europe, whatnot.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
And here's a guy who could just be an asshole like some of the rest of these guys and just worry about the bottom line and, you know, do I have a brand new BMW?
Yeah.
He's not worried about that. Even though I'm sure he's not eating top ramen and everything.
Top ramen.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's very touching, that you asked me about something that's happening in Florida with alligators.
Alligators.
I hope the gators never get this guy. Joseph Greer.
Stay away from the swamps, man.
Yeah. You know, when you're running them bridges, be very careful. And to people out in Florida, if you're listening, don't hurt this man. Help homie out.
Help homie out.
Help homie out.
Look.
Man, look, I'm not touching your mutant hand. What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't care about your blister.
I just felt it. That mask thing on my face.
I have a blister. I can't nail it. I have a short attention span.
Yeah, I know you do.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. There's no need to be sorry.
Sorry. Well, on that note, are we almost out of time? It's just 1 minute.
Yeah, we're real close to
out
of time.
Oh, it doesn't tell us. It's been a while.
Anybody have blister removed?
Let's try my hand.
Y'all didn't know that when Butter jerks off, she hasn't been using the right.
I'm getting hard.
Yeah, she's not using the right lube.
The right hand.
So, yeah, she.
This is the left hand.
Yeah.
The right hand.
Like hurting herself.
It hurts. It's a little blister.
So are we revealing that you're a hermaphrodite?
I'm a hermaphrodite. On that note, we're going to wish everybody a good night. See you on Tuesday. Same time, same place.
Yeah, have a great weekend.
And thanks for tuning in. Good night.
No.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth. Drama. Smooth.